As we start off our Christmas Eve show, our first guest, one of the top football players in the country, no doubt. We had an opportunity to watch from the beginning what Jordan Battle did. Exceptional football prospect that turned into an outstanding football player. And on National Signing Day 1, put ink to paper, and we'll be heading off to play for one of the best teams in the country, obviously, University of Alabama. Jordan Battle's kind enough to join us this evening. Merry Christmas, Jordan. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Merry Christmas to you.
You take a look at your decision, and obviously a lot of people don't know all the hard work that went into that. And I remember when you first started out and kind of trying to prove yourself and let colleges look in your direction and people look in your direction, and you got that respect. You played at a high level at 7-on-7. That transferred over onto the football field. You learned from some really, really good kids who were a grade ahead. Talk about that experience. And for those people who all of a sudden see you going to Alabama, they don't see all the hard work that went into that.
Yeah, well, going to St. Thomas, I knew it was going to be easy to start. You know, coming in, I had to, you know, work my way up to the top. Sophomore year, it was my first year on varsity. I played the first game, and I played second string the rest of the year. Going to that summer, I went to camps. I went to Gold Feet, which is one of my trainers. I go to still to today.
Right.
But yeah, that was the work I had to go through. And then my junior year was basically my best year, which put me on the map. Which is when all my offers came. And then senior year, of course, had to make a decision between three schools, which was Alabama, Oklahoma, and Ohio State, and I made the decision to go to Alabama.
Right, no doubt. And also, I mean, you skipped ahead of, and I remember a lot of the times where you did get the opportunity and you came through. And you had a lot of guys around you, like Asante Samuel and people like that had that experience that you could learn from, and they were more than happy about that. Talk about that, because people don't really take a look at all the tremendous athletes and the student-athletes that come out of St. Thomas, but at the same time, the upperclassmen, that's been their responsibility to guide a young Jordan Battle, or to guide, you know, somebody like Xavier Restrepo. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, I had Al Blaze in front of me and Trinell Chapman, which is Al Blaze at Miami and Trinell at Louisville. I had to work my way up to, start alongside of Trinell Chapman and Blaze and Asante Samuel. But it was a great season. That season really motivated me, which is what taught me how to be a leader for my senior year. And of course, we had a great senior year, but it didn't go the way we wanted it to. But you know, I learned a lot.
Yeah, and still got you to the state title game and a lot of good things as you look. But also, Jordan, when you take a look at some of the, you know, I look back at the Bosco game of last year, a lot of people, you know, I think that is where everybody saw what you could do. You made the tackle that saved the game. I mean, obviously people were overlooking that at the end, but I said, you know what? When I saw you play against a high-level team like that, the way you did, I think that kind of, for you, may have been the turning point from a national standpoint. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, going to that game, Coach told me the day of that I was going to be starting that night. So I was kind of nervous, of course. If you ain't nervous, you ain't ready.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was nervous, yeah. I was nervous going into the game, but I had my hand strapped on, and I was ready to take the challenge, and I took it, and that was probably the best game, most memorable game of my high school career.
Yeah, no
so,
doubt.
Yeah, and we came out with the win in overtime, so
yeah.
It was a great game.
It was a great game. Jordan Battle joining us, St. Thomas Aquinas, headed to the University of Alabama. They're down here this week. Talk about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the first leg of their national championship. What's it like to have them right here? I mean, this is now you could watch Coach Saban and you could watch all the other coaches the way they were watching you. What kind of advantage is that?
That's a great advantage. I actually was at the practice today, watching them practice for their Monday. And they look good. I think they're ready. for the challenge.
Yeah.
Hey, I spoke to Coach Saban as well. Cool guy.
Yeah, talk about that, because everybody, you know how people remember him down here, not too fondly because of the Dolphins and this and that. But talk about Nick Saban and your relationship. And obviously everyone go, well, he's going to act real nice because he wants you to come to his school. But he's not like that. Talk about that.
He's a cool, laid-back guy, family guy. He's very in contact with my position, of course, the DBs.
Yes.
He loves DBs. But also with the other players, you can see him going around practice, conversating with them, telling them what to do, what they did wrong, what they did right.
Huh.
And he's just very, very motivational.
Yeah, and very smart guy. Knows the game inside and out. I mean, that's what a lot of people say. He doesn't say a lot, but when he does, it's kind of very meaningful. And I watched him down here. I watched him at LSU. I watched him at Michigan State. So I had an opportunity of a reference point, and he's a tremendous guy because, like you said, especially that's a plus for you because that's his forte. DBs are his deal. He's coached him forever. He's been around him and all. The experience of watching today, look at Pat Surtain. Here's a year. He was right here last year. I mean, he's playing high school football. I mean, it just shows you. You see how much bigger he's gotten because of the fact that he's gotten in the weight room a lot more. Mm-hmm. He's got a whole thing. Talk about seeing Pat and talking with him, because I saw he congratulated you and welcomed you to the family. Have you talked to him?
Yeah, I talked to Pat recently. Yeah, I just spoke to him today as well. Just told me, stick to the grind. When you get up here, it ain't gonna be easy. It's gonna be tough, which I already knew. Going to St. Thomas is the same way. So it's really a good segue into the college season.
Yeah. Well, what a great thing to walk into, Jordan, as you look and you see a team that everybody regards as the best. I mean, I watched them. The thing is, I watched them in like three games, especially the Auburn game, which, Auburn doesn't always have to be 9-0 for it to be a great game because it's a rivalry. Uh-huh. And, you saw our guy Shivers take off in that game. So you know both talent. They have a lot of respect. But this is a team in Alabama, and from the special teams all the way to every position, they have very few weaknesses. You watch them, they have very few weaknesses, and they're very deep. Talk about that, walking into a situation where, depth at St. Thomas is pretty good, but it's not like this.
Yeah. Walking into it, you can see the weaknesses, which is a great way to, play early. You got to know what you're doing, know the playbook. Know everything in and out. You got to start early. You got to study every night, and then you got to do your schoolwork and then study some more. And then that's really how you make your way onto the field. Besides being a great player, you got to know your technique, which is on next level, is very important. It's not because everybody athletic, everybody can move, everybody can do that, everybody can do this. So you have to know your book in and out. You got to know your technique.
Good stuff. Well, glad that you had some time to join us. Wanted to congratulate you. What a outstanding opportunity, and certainly you've deserved it as much as anybody. What's Christmas going to be like around the Battle household tomorrow?
Tomorrow, a great feast. It's almost like another Thanksgiving, but we got presents. My parents really blessed me, and I thank them for that. I'm thankful for my parents. This is a time for giving, not just receiving. I give them my love.
Well, I can say this. This may be your last Christmas at home for a long time. And so remember, as your parents and everybody, you're seeing everybody, remind yourself that at least for the next decade plus, I think your Christmases will be on the football field.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Congratulations, Jordan. Jordan, have a great holiday. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Same to you. Thank you.
Good stuff. Jordan Battle.